This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cases of avian flu appear to be on the wane after costing U.S. poultry farmers more than 48 million birds. But even as the outbreak appears to subside, experts are still working on why the virus wreaked such havoc across the food chain. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has been following this.
About a month ago, Becky Bruns thought she was going to dodge the bird flu crisis. She raises baby chickens in Minnesota, and everyone told her if she could just hold on till June, the virus wouldn't survive in warm weather. Meanwhile, Bruns ramped up biosecurity measures, like spraying her barn's air inlets with disinfectant.
Every week we had a meeting, we had our little powwow session to say, what are we doing, what are we missing, what more can we do, you know, where could it get in that we're not thinking of?
An egg production company owns the birds. Bruns cares for them until they're old enough to lay eggs. She says she loves the baby birds. So she was devastated when bird flu did hit right at the beginning of June. And USDA crews showed up with equipment to euthanize her birds.
To have it come in after that much work was just heartbreaking, and it just felt like such a huge failure on our part.
What should Bruns have done differently? Experts don't have clear answers. Much about bird flu still stymies them. They think waterfowl brought the virus to the Midwest. But was it wild birds? Domestic ducks? Carol Cardona, a bird flu expert at the University of Minnesota, doesn't know.
A few months ago, I thought by this time I'd be able to tell you that, but we simply can't. It's more of a mystery today than it was before, except that we know it's one of the species.
Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm is looking at not just what introduced the virus, but also what spread it and sustained it.
Each one of those could be a very different source, and therefore we're going to have to understand all of them.
Just last week, the USDA published a report on bird flu, pretty much saying, still working on it, got some theories. It said the virus might travel on people or vehicles that move between farms. Wind might blow the virus from one farm to another. And air coming out of an infected barn might deposit the virus nearby. It might then hitch a ride on dust or cars. Again, here's Michael Osterholm.
Do we need to make these buildings much more airtight and the air be filtered? That could be a possibility.
Osterholm expects bird flu will reappear. He says that's been the pattern in other countries. That prospect is unnerving to Becky Bruns. She's trying to figure out if it makes sense to keep her family business going. They've raised chickens for 35 years.
Is this going to stop? Am I going to be bringing birds in just for them to get sick again?
If she does rebuild her flocks, Bruns doubts she'll see a paycheck again before February. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.